that he wants us to put on this armor. Now, he says we'll wrestle against the rulers of the darkness of this world, these companies, these clubs, against spiritual wickedness in high places. That is religious organizations. There's a Church of Satan. There are churches that are led by false teaching, and that is spiritual wickedness. Can everybody say spiritual wickedness? He says it's in high places. High places. Amen. The high places is where good and evil interact. Amen. It's where decisions are made. It is the battle between good and evil. It's higher up. It's being ran by the devil or by God. High places. Spiritual wickedness goes on in high places. That is where we are really ruled by some spirit. People that don't want to obey God or come to church or serve God or sing for the Lord or work for the Lord. Amen. Right now, God either has control of you or the devil has control of you. Amen. You said you can't serve too. And so no man can serve two masters. You either love one or hate the other. You hold to one or despise the other. You cannot serve God and man or money. You cannot serve God in the world. In essence, it's what it's talking about. And so we need to recognize this. So he tells us that you need to take unto you the whole armor of God. It's something you have to do. You have to protect yourself. Put on. You put it on, verse number 11. Put on. You have a responsibility to put it on. It's not just going to jump on you. When you get saved, you don't come up out of the water with it on you. You gotta do something to protect yourself from evil organizations, evil influences. And he tells us how to do it.